Just a couple of quick follow-up questions, Ross. What do we know about mechanisms of resistance in this situation? And are there any plans, you know, that waterfall clot of the LDK-378 was, as you said, very impressive. Any thoughts about maybe moving that up before crizotinib?
So there is a planned phase 3 study of LDK versus crizotinib in the crizotinib-naive population to address exactly that issue.
And what about mechanisms of resistance? What do we know about that?
So there's a series of re-biopsy studies, just like there were in EGFR mutant disease. The two big ones are from Colorado and Mass General. Indeed, there was a paper just published today with a follow-up, following up on an ASCO abstract from the Mass General series. The total number of people re-biopsied is probably 50 or 60 in the world, so we don't want to place too much emphasis on the size of each slice of the pie. But about 50% are what we call ALK-dominant mechanisms. That means you can find a second mutation in ALK, which is altering the binding kinetics with crizotinib, or they can increase the copy number of the rearranged gene. And all that's really doing is turning back on ALK signaling in the presence of crizotinib. The other slice of the pie is highly debated. There are some bypass tracks that have been described. Wild-type EGFR signaling, KIT amplification, EGFR mutations, and KRAS mutations have been described, but the true size of each of those slices of the pie is still being worked out.